My name is Ariel. I moved to the US at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studio.
Happening?
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
You killed it, man!
You know what time is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
Things got wild on MS5 tonight, and I mean wild card wild.
Oh, this is the first time ever.
Wild card!
That's right, man. It's your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. And to help me decipher all of the clues and unwrap all the things you want to know, our very own MS5 insider informant is my main man, Brian Strickland. Brian, what up, baby?
Hello, Bow Wow. Thank you for having me.
Let's do this.
Keep it locked right here, because you guys know we got a hot show. And tonight, I'm going to talk to my main man, Ken Jung.
Yeah!
He's not alone. He brought celebrity guest panelist, Joe McHale.
Yeah!
And of course, you guys better get ready because the raccoon is stopping through. I think I heard him out back in the alleyway ruffling the trash.
Who is that?
I can't believe the huge splash our first ever wild card made. I mean, this is a game changer.
There's a lot of Easter eggs.
It's like the gladiator den.
Watch out, watch out!
I mean, that was one of my favorite performances of any season at any time.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and jump right into it, man. The orca.
The orca.
You know, the orca has been my toughest Masked Singer to guess.
Yes.
I still have not been able to put a face to the voice.
You know, it's interesting because it really stumped the panel. They'd watched the package and they had all these ideas based on the package. Like, Ken was thinking Moby and Will Arnett.
Mm.
And then they heard him sing. And it was like, wait a minute, they had to throw out all their names.
Mm.
But they were so thrown off by him because the clues, there was a lot of cooking. So then Joel was thinking Gordon Ramsay. But then obviously when he sang, they were like, this isn't Gordon Ramsay.
No.
Because I was like, food.
Maybe.
And he yells at people like the way he's saying.
And then I was like, no, this is not just a thing where someone just tried singing for the first time.
Right.
There was a pumpkin pizza. So, of course, he thought Smashing Pumpkins for Billy Corgan.
Oh, that's
not bad.
Ooh,
not bad.
Fan.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Like the clock stopped at 2:59.
Yes. Robin was thinking initially Ryan Reynolds, but then, of course, when he sang, they were like, wait a minute, that totally threw him off. There was a 13.
Team
so,
Mel.
Of course, Jenny was thinking Kevin Bacon, Apollo 13.
He recently went viral singing a New Kids on the Block song to his pet goat, as you do. And his first movie.
Friday the 13th.
Awesome.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's cool.
And then there was a plane. So Nicole thought of Dave Grohl because of the Foo Fighters song Learning to Fly, which maybe was the best guess. But Ken thought of John Bon Jovi, which didn't make the episode. So maybe it was a little too close.
I mean, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
It stumps me, man. It's tough. And you know what? I think over the course of time, the orca's going to be here.
Yeah.
The orca's going to be here.
That orca threw everybody off.
I'm going to be really asking a lot of questions about the orca. I'm telling you that now, Brian. So you better get ready. I don't want to get you fired. You know you're not going nowhere. But you better get ready to give me some more answers.
Yes.
You know, make it just a little bit easy on me, man. Make it a little bit easy on me.
Without giving anything away, I think focus on the fish, the waves, the water clues.
The waves.
Those are important.
See, I'm confused already. All right, we're confused already.
I know.
Who is that?
Joining us right now is America's favorite doctor, celebrity panelist on MS5. This is my bro. This is my guy. And I want to say he's been on the podcast the most out of any celebrity, out of any guest panelist, out of any judge. Please welcome Ken Jeong back to the show.
Yay, yay. Yay, yay.
My main man, Joe McHale. What's going on, guys?
Woo!
Listen, we're about to. Oh, the ice cube here, too. Wow. I'm like, we got Ken, we got Joe, we got Ice Cube up here, and the yay, yay going through. You know what's interesting this time? I must say, and Brian, I want you to chime in on this, but Ken, I'm really proud of you, man, this season, because it seems as if, and I mentioned this already, probably on episode one of the podcast, I say, yo, my man Ken, I don't know if, you know, during the pandemic, if he really had time, but your guessing skills, my brother, listen, you have stepped your game completely, like, up.
The Phoenix!
I just want to know what's the secret.
Thank you.
This is a different kid. This is a whole new you, bro.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that because I've done The Masked Dancer. I've also was a panelist on The Masked Singer in England. And so with a lot of practice, Ken Jeong eventually gets it right. That's kind of, I think, what's going on. Something clicked this season. It's kind of like a scrub on a basketball team, and then I just keep practicing, and I eventually get better.
Now, look, now tonight's show was crazy, man. Let's just dive into it. I really want to start off with the Russian Dolls because, you know, me and Brian, we're talking every week, and he likes to give me a little bit of clues to help me, but they don't really help me because he doesn't want to, you know, get fired. That's what he always tells me.
Right.
It's like every week, there's more. And you know, I don't know, next, it might be 9, it could be 11, because tonight, there were 3 Russian dolls.
What? Oh my God, you guys! 3 of them!
There could be 4. There could be 5.
Maybe they'll get into a fight and there'll only be 2 next week.
Joel, for the Russian dolls, you guessed boys to men, which wasn't a bad guess.
Ooh, thank you. I thought it was a great guess. Thank you. I think that was the best guess out of all the judges.
And the Jacksons, your guess was very good. A lot of people online are agreeing. They think Paris Jackson could be in there.
There were letter blocks in it. You know, one of their signature song, ABC.
So you're saying you think it could be the Jackson?
It could be the Jackson.
And I'm thinking not. All right.
Can you imagine how stinky that suit must be with all those people in there?
Can you imagine how stinky that must be with all the people in there?
Great
commentary from Joel McHale. Great expert analysis. Oh my God, you should be doing NFL like games, Joel. It's so good.
This is NPR.
This is behind the scenes, Ken.
I'm Joel McHale signing off. We'll be right back.
As you know, I joke around all the time, but I will say the pressure on those people to perform in these crazy costumes. Woo. And you're like, you get one shot and then you're on the biggest show on television. There's no do-overs and they have to nail it. And again, they're singing into this crazy costume and mask. And I joke around, but I'm always like, dear Lord, that was good. Like tonight with the whale. I mean, I just couldn't believe
Orca.
Like that song is
orca,
a difficult.
I mean,
like who, the orca. It's a whale is an orca. An orca is a whale.
It's a specific whale.
We talked
about this in the green room. It's a orca. It's a killer.
Jacques Cousteau over here. Wow.
We were never in a. There's no green room. How dare you? See, the reason why Ken's guesses are so good, Bow Wow, is because after the 25 minutes of his nonstop talking, then Brian has to start editing around it. And they're like, all right, I finally shaved it down to 35 seconds. Okay, we're good. Let's go. Let's go.
I'll be honest. On that last bit of talk Joel had, he's right.
And look, I'm going to throw out another name. I'm going to throw out another name that I've been seeing floating around too with C-Show. I've seen a lot of Mandy Moore. There's a lot of Mandy Moore talk.
Very good.
I had to do my little YouTube research and bring back the voice and listen. And it's close. Then I try to find the baseball reference, and you know, this is tough.
Bow Wow, that's a good guess, because in the clue package this episode, there was Candy, and of course her iconic song was "I'm Missing You Like Candy." So it could Mandy Moore's a very, very good guess.
Oh, right. I love that song.
Yeah, I know. Joel works out to it every morning.
I do.
And I eat it. So it's like it's all full circle, guys.
It's amazing, you know, to watch how the fans just really, really just dissect this stuff, and they're so into it, and they're so dedicated, and they're so passionate. Really
and we haven't even talked about Robopine singing that John Legend song, which is one of my, I think one of my favorite singular performances. I mean, there's just someone really, really special under that mask. It's just so good.
Oddly, Joel's guests did not make the edit, which means it's probably right for Robopine.
Uh-oh.
Joel, you said Arsenio Hall.
That's a good guess, Joel.
And Ken said Eddie Murphy. You both thought, with The Throne, you both thought Coming to America.
Because I thought it was Eddie Murphy. And, you know, because I think it's Eddie Murphy.
This fits in the package, you know, A Throne for Coming to America. So this might possibly be Eddie Murphy.
It's not.
It's absolutely not.
And Brian, man, to Joel's guest, man, I mean, Eddie Murphy, I want to say he put out a couple singing albums. I mean,
Party All the Time.
He did a record with the late, great Rick James. Yeah, Party All the Time, Rick James.
Yeah.
I've seen Eddie sing in movies.
I'm the biggest Eddie Murphy fan.
Oh, man, me too.
All clues in this package led to Eddie Murphy, because The Throne, Coming to America, there was a cat and mouse. You know, he was in Dr. Dolittle. There was the painting was similar to Prince. And Prince and Eddie Murphy were very close.
They were. You know, it could be a throw-off. I've learned that, too, with watching the show and actually being a part of the show, is that the things that are, like, right in front of your face, like, just the most blunt guesses, like, the clues are just right there. But then it could be a throw-off. It could be, we think this is what it is, but then it's really not.
I don't know how they do it, because as you've already said, Bow Wow, there's so many misleading clues. And there's a lot of the time where I'm like, I have no idea. What's going on?
Welcome to the club. I'm ready to go ahead and put both of them in the hot seat. I think all the brotherly love is about to get thrown out the window, because we're about to play a game I like to call Unmask the Truth. And since I have both of you here, and you guys know the judges so well, I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions. That's right, series of questions, and you have to tell me the truth.
The Masked Singer unites people. It brings people together on a show of love.
We ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay. Who is the funniest judge?
Joel. Joel's by far the funniest.
Oh, darn it.
No, he really is.
Here's what I'll say, Bow Wow, is that I think the secret weapon of the show has been Ken, because he's so funny. And obviously you got Robin and you got Nicole, who are musicians and are killers. And then you have Jenny, who is like a true detective, where she works it out. But without Ken's humor, it would be really a strangely different show. And so you need that.
I've been a doctor, I've been a comedian, and an Instagram bikini model.
And I will also say that Robin has become tremendously funny in the last couple seasons. I mean, like stand-up comedy funny.
That's funny as pan on TV.
And he sings
so good.
Yes,
and he sings exactly. Good. And he's a musical genius.
I
have another question. Which judge is most likely to do a shot before the show?
Bow Wow, seriously, I would say Ken should take a shot of Listerine before the show.
How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you?
Who would you say most likely to be late when it's time to sit in the chair and start the show?
I'm not going to say it's Nicole. I'm not. In no way am I going to say that. No, you're not going to get me there. I'm not going to say Nicole Scherzinger's full name. No way will I say Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, man, Joel, Ken, listen, you guys know the door is always open. And I just got to thank you guys for just taking the time out to stop through the MS5 podcast. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. You know the fans love you. Please don't be a stranger to the show. Please come back. Thank you, guys. Right, you know, we appreciate you guys, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
All the time, every time.
You guys are the best.
No, you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
Much love.
Oh, Ken, man. Love you, brother. Brian, man. Man.
Wow.
What just happened, Brian?
I mean, that's what it's like when you're on the set with those two.
All right, Brian, man, it's going down, man. And I can't wait to talk to the raccoon. I've been waiting on this. I've guessed wrong. Listen, the wow thing. I've been dying. I can't wait. All right, now, our mischievous guest kept us on the edge of our seats with two unforgettable performances as the raccoon. Now, we already knew he was a wow thing. I hope that impression was good enough. And tonight, he ignited us with a ring of fire. Please welcome to the podcast, the raccoon, a.k.a. who we now know is legendary film star Danny Trejo, to the building.
Oh, my God!
Danny Trejo!
What's going on, Danny?
What's up? Wow, thing. You make my heart sing.
Sang, groovy. You know what I mean? Listen, Dan, I gotta go ahead and say it, man. Only you could pull it off the way you did it. I mean, it was so original. When I watched it, I was telling Brian, I said, listen, man, I love the cats that come on the show, right, and are just themselves. They let loose. They have fun. They're just free. Just talk about your approach to the raccoon and what made you actually pick the raccoon.
Well, you know what? I have a dog named John Wesley Harding. It was named after the meanest cowboy in the West.
Whoa.
But he looks exactly like that raccoon. And I mean, I love the show anyway. It's like, okay, you can't be a tough guy. You can't be hard. You're going to be a character. And you better get into it. If you don't get into it, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
That's entertainment at its finest. Congratulations. Great job.
Can you imagine if you try to be tough in a raccoon suit? You know?
Oh, my goodness.
I always watched 2.5 Men, and there was this guy who Charlie Sheen beats up. I always forget his name, but he was the lead singer on Aerosmith.
Steven Tyler?
Steven Tyler.
Okay.
Well, he was next door to Charlie Sheen, and he was like yelling, you know, and that's what I got to do for this raccoon.
A lot of people online thought you were Steven Tyler. It's true.
I channeled him.
You did a good job.
You know what? I've been in this business since 1985. And even though the first 25 years of my career, I played a hard guy, a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah.
I was trying to be a serious actor and then to do the raccoon. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. You just better just go for it. If you try to be hard, if you try to be cool, you're an idiot.
Because this was hilarious. This might go down in mask history. When the crowd start chanting, take it off, right? Mm-hmm. You almost really started taking it off. Raccoon went for the belt. You went for the belt, Daddy.
It's time for the raccoon to take it off. Take it off!
No,
not that! Don't take that off!
No!
Oh, no!
Oh,
no!
Oh, my God! This is the craziest season ever!
Take it off! Oh, my God!
Danny Trejo!
No! Oh, my goodness! Hey, when you guys said take it off, I'm glad somebody stopped me! I felt like I was in a strip club. I started feeling like them dudes.
Magic Mike or something.
Magic Mike.
Yeah,
Magic Mike.
Wait,
hold on.
You were a panel favorite. Nicole is still talking about your tacos.
I love Nicole. God.
I was not. Yeah. gonna let Danny get off this easy without talking about tacos. You know, I'm a foodie, man. And every time I'm in LA and I'm in the car, I'm driving by and I'm like, Danny's face is in the building, is on the sign. I haven't had a chance to eat something yet. And I was hoping that he brought some to the studio today. I was hoping.
Tomorrow is our 5th year anniversary at the La Brea location.
Wow. Congratulations.
Everybody keeps asking me, what's your secret? And it's a good food. There ain't no secret to a restaurant.
And Danny, in any world, did you think you'd beat Kermit the Frog in a singing competition?
Good question, Brian.
I did the Muppets Most Wanted, and so I actually worked with Kermit.
Oh, wow. And yeah, that's right.
It was so amazing.
In your clue package, you had the stained glass window, the mentioning of a second chance. Just go ahead and talk to us about those. Unravel those clues for us.
Well, okay, Danny. Well, the second chance, if you talk about a second chance to life, man, I've had it. I mean, you know, coming out of Folsom, coming out of San Quentin, almost went to the gas chamber and getting a new lease on life. And people recognize me for something good.
That's a blessing, Danny. I mean, just to hear your story and just how sometimes, you know, God just grants us with those second chances at life, man. That's a beautiful situation. And you look at yourself now, you're on the Masked Singer tonight and you're owning restaurants. And I mean, talk about just a beautiful story, man. I got to take my hat off to you. I have to, man. That's so meaningful. And it's inspiring. It's inspiring to so many people who are listening.
I've been so blessed.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's go ahead and have some fun right now, man. Okay, everybody, it is time to line things up and play our first game with the raccoon.
Really great. You're way more talented than Ken Jeong.
And we like to call this one Pin the Tail on the Raccoon.
Uh-oh.
I want to know what big bushy tails you told friends and family in order to get out of the house, Danny, and into the studio to rehearse for the show.
Oh, no!
Yes! So here's how this thing is going to work. You're going to tell us 3 wild tales, and one of them should be the lie you really use to cover your tracks, and Brian and I will try to guess the one you actually told.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Be able to fool us, then Brian will give our listeners another exclusive clue from tonight's episode.
I need more clues, people. I'm not that smart.
How does that sound, man? You ready to go, Danny?
Good, good.
All right, it's on you.
It'll be fun.
Every morning when I have my coffee, I'll be singing. But last October, I had a bad case of laryngitis from yelling, from excitement of the game 5 of the World Series and the start of game 6. I made a promise I would give up singing for a year. I started a new business, Wigs and Digs, and it's going to be awesome. You know, and that's what I've been wasting so much time, really. So I haven't had time to do anything other than try it. Wigs and Dings. For the past few months, I've been working hard to put together this huge party to celebrate our 5th year anniversary on my first Trejo's Taco.
Brian, I'm going number 3 there.
I don't think Wigs and Digs is right. I think you're right. Yeah,
Wigs, because you know Danny's a tough guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with 3. We're approaching, you know, the 5th anniversary to the restaurant, the whole. I'm going with that.
I agree with you, Bow Wow. Number 3.
Danny?
Yeah.
Is it number 3?
It is. Number 3. I'm still.
Yeah, we got it.
We'll be working on it until tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Can't fool us on this show, you know? Yeah, that's
and
right.
Everybody's man. Invited.
That's right. Listen, Danny, man, it is a pleasure. You are an icon in this business. Continue on doing what you're doing. Thank you for stopping by on the show. We so appreciate
God bless
your time.
You. Thank you. I love this show.
Thank you so much. And nobody could do the raccoon like you. I'm telling
you
that right
it.
Now. No other animals can be on the show if you like trash. Hey, no, it's the raccoon that's
I'm
it.
Copywriting that.
That's right.
Nobody else can play the raccoon.
That's it.
No.
No one.
You took Take It Off to a whole other level. We loved every second.
Wow, thanks.
God bless you. And God bless the show, man.
Thank you.
A shout out love to Jenny McCarthy and to the judges. And you know what? Wow thing.
There it is.
Wow thing.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
I sounded better than that dude. Steven Tyler. Hey, Steven, yes. You ain't got nothing on me.
Uh-oh. Steven,
you have a shout-out.
Uh-oh, he's listening. Well, we might have a sing-off. Who knows? Thank you, Danny, man. We appreciate you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt,
God
baby.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too, man. All right, you guys, that is our time for tonight. I don't even want to go home.
Hey, this is home.
Yeah, this is home, okay? But it is time for us to go ahead and get about the studio. But you guys know we will be back next week with more insider info and, of course, exclusive clues and celebrity interviews that you can only find right here on the official Masked Singer podcast. Thanks again to our MS5 insider, Brian Strickland, for always hanging out. And a huge thanks to you, and you. I hope they put some echo effects on all those you. Because that's just how much you guys mean to us. That's right, the Masked Singer universe. That's what I like to call you guys. You're not fans, you're family, and it's a universe. That's how big we are. And make sure you guys check us out on Instagram and Twitter, at Masked Pod, okay? And at Masked Singer Fox. Send us your questions, and we just answer. It all depends on how the frog feels right here on the podcast. And while you're at it, download the Fox Super 6 app and make some predictions for a chance to win big. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my family. That's right. I call them my family because they really are my family. KT Studios. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And do not forget to tune in to MS5. Every Wednesday on Fox. Brian, you know what we gotta do? We gotta beat the traffic, man. Except
we
I'm
do, we
right
do,
now.
We gotta go.
No, no, no. My headphones are off. I'm beating to the elevator. I'm out. See you next week. Whoa! Who is that?
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's The Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
Ooh.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that!
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.